The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. It's Jordan Kimmel. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. It's been a couple weeks. I've been doing a ton of different things. And sorry I missed a show here or there, but I know that I have so much geared up for you. I welcome you back to the show. Today we're actually going to have two friends of mine, both involved in smaller companies, so we're going to have to do our homework when it comes time to looking at those companies. One of them, I think they're both going to be in great moods, in fact. They have a lot going on at their company. We're going to have Greg Scott on Bio Nitrogen Holding. I call it Bion, B-I-O-N is the symbol. And we're going to have on also Jim Sear, and Jim is over at Galacton Therapeutics. They've had an amazing year over the last 12 to 18 months, and we'll catch up on what's going on over there. But let me kind of dial into what I like to do in the first segment, which is to tell you, you know, basically what I'm seeing, what I'm doing, what Magnet is all about. And again, I got to give you a little teaser. There's some very, very big news coming for me personally. I'll just wait and share that. But I've been kind of tied up doing some really just fascinating things, which I'm going to plug in on. So what happened yesterday, by the way? Yep, yesterday was one of those days when they call it an all-time high on the Dow Jones. And that's really about it. You know, S&P is right near a new high. But, you know, I want to talk to you right now about two different things. They seem to be contradictory, but I want you to kind of listen out. One of the things that's really important, when the market itself is making new highs, you want to ask yourself the question, are my own stocks making new highs? Are my stocks actually involved in the market, or, you know, are they not? And so, you know, one of the things where I say it might sound contradictory, if you are, in fact, a really deep value investor, the fact that your stock is not making a new high is insignificant, it's inconsequential. You're the kind of investor that's patient, there's some hidden value, and the only way to buy value stocks, you know, is when they're down. And so, you know, it's really not honestly my style. I like to have a blend of value, growth, and momentum. And so, you know, what's happened in the last month? Well, I have to tell you, it has not been the best month for Magnet stocks. Is that okay? Is there any reason to panic? Well, you know, what's happened is we're hearing right now about this great rotation, the rotation away from growth stocks or momentum stocks, and over to a different breed of companies, if you will, the value, the higher priced, larger cap stocks. Maybe some of them pay a dividend, maybe some of them don't. That's really not the issue. The issue is, very importantly, not trying to be in the moment being somebody you're not. Now, what I mean by that is that if suddenly the market has rotated into large cap value stocks, and you're not a large cap value player, then what it means is temporarily you might be underperforming. It's kind of like a skier in the off season, if you will. But, you know, what I want to do is I want to share with you, I just finished writing the first quarter letter to our investors in our private fund. And so, you know, obviously I won't share all the details. I will tell you that one of my frustrations is that there are stocks in front of me that I'd love to recommend. I'd love to share with you. This is not really, though, what I do on this show. The show is more about empowering you to become a better investor. It's really about sharing the Magnet methodology, but bringing on other guests, other methodologies, other styles. But I want to read something to you that's really right out of Magnet Investing. I lead a chapter off with this quote, and I've read this quote before in this channel on this show just because it's so very important. I mean, listen to this. This comes from Peter Lynch. And for you guys who are don't know Peter Lynch, shame, shame on you. You need to read his book, Beating the Street. He did leave Fidelity to the single, you know, great return over his period of time there. He's considered one of the best investors of his era. Here's what he said. Whatever method you use to pick stocks, your ultimate success will depend on your ability to ignore the worries of the world long enough to allow your investments to succeed. It isn't the head, but the stomach that determines the fate of the stock picker. Now, I'm going to substitute the word stock picker, you know, for any investment that you have, because people that invest in, whether it's a company, whether it's a sector, whether it's a style, the most important thing that I've really tried to share is to understand the market enough that you're really not looking for instant gratification. And, hey, I've been in this stock for a week or a day or a month or whatever period of time, and it's not doing anything yet. Well, if you are a pure momentum player, that's definitely an acceptable answer. I think the people that we're going to bring on the show later on today, both Craig and Jim, are involved in companies that isn't about instant gratification. They're actually starting to get more than just traction, but it's taken a couple of years. For Craig, it's taken longer. I think that's really a critical thing in terms of understanding, you know, your investment and what your story is. But I want to really mention, you know, part of the show today is actually for me. And as much as it is for you, I always want to remind listeners out here that the market itself can actually torment you. And there's a few people I know, it kind of sounds like a joke, but they really honestly believe that the market's job is to literally confuse as many people as much of the time as possible. That is, the market does absolutely confusing things. We're hearing people right now complain and talk about, well, how can the market be going up if job growth is this slow? How could the Dow Jones actually be hitting an all-time high when it kind of feels to a lot of people that we're actually still in recession? So how does this really work out? Well, the key is don't do anything other than stay disciplined. And that's probably the most important thing for you, for me, for everybody. Now, I know, and we all know, that Magnet has a 20-plus year track record. We also know that at times it has underperformed. At times, growth stocks or momentum stocks take turns leading the market. And so I go in and I score my companies all the time. That's really, really the key. And think about, for example, now, in his last seasons in the New York Yankees right now, Derek Jeter, with his 19-year career And there have been a few different times when he's got off to either a slow start, had a bad month. These things can play with you. The other things that play with you is that if you're a baseball player, well, we know you get into the Hall of Fame with a 300 average. You have a career batting average of 300. What that means is you're actually making out 70% of the time. Really difficult to keep your confidence level if you don't understand the game enough. So one of the real keys is you can never give yourself, and this is true both of investing, obviously, and true in life, you can't give yourself bad messages. And once in a while, despite who you are, you say, I just can't get a hit. I can't get on. Can't really make any contact. Can't. All those can'ts lead to failure. And the main message I'm trying to say is you just stay disciplined. You take your losses where you need to. And that is, if I see a stock that is actually the number one ranked stock of all, and it starts to go down on very heavy volume, well, folks, I can't help myself. I have to sell. I'll sell some. It doesn't mean I sell all of it, but I sell some. I reduce it. I do not average down, but I will tell you, I'll wait with anticipation. I can't wait for that stock to come up and trade to a higher price than I last paid for it, and I'll add some more. Now, it sounds kind of crazy. Why don't I just average down? Why don't I buy it at a better price if it ranked out so high? Well, folks, I'm not going to get into it now. There's not enough time. But in case you haven't heard of companies like Pan Am, Western Union, Polaroid, go on and on and on, Woolworths, Lucent, these companies all have one thing in common anymore. They don't exist. They went bankrupt. And if you held your stock and if you averaged down or just held it all, you actually can't get a penny for your shares right now. So the point is I'm very content in understanding that my big winners make me the most amount of money. Folks, I'm sitting on a stock. I'm actually overweighted in a technology stock, and let me just share a term. I think we're going to hear more and more that there's one group of stocks that to me, I'm just looking at my screen right now, and they call it the Internet of Everything. And so I know we all have tech phones and smartphones and internet, but until you could actually be driving home, split the screen, call up your spouse, ask what they want for dinner, split the screen again, order the meal on phone, split the screen again, turn on the heater, split the screen again, and all of these things require enormous connectivity, and the companies that lead in that area are going to actually have amazing runs. And so I'm looking at my portfolio, I'm looking at the new high in the market. A lot of people I know are very angry, very frustrated because they're sitting in cash. They're still blaming bankers from things 10 years ago. Folks, one thing I try to share in this message, in this show more than anything else, is literally don't blame anybody for anything. You must take control over your own life, your own investments. You can't blame brokers. You can't blame your spouse. You can't blame your neighbors. This show is about empowering you and help you and put that in the position. Now, what I want to do here is I'm going to bring on two different friends, two small companies, completely unrelated but fascinating stories. Craig Scott has been at his company for umpteen years. He's finally seeing daylight. I think we're going to hear about an excited guy about his company and why the country, why the world actually needs this product, is starting to wake up. Why don't we just take a quick break right now? We're going to bring on Craig Scott from Bion, B-I-O-N. We'll be right back following this quick message.
St- stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing. And I'm really glad to bring on Craig Scott. And Craig is both a friend of mine and a true professional. He represents a company called Bion Environmental Technology. It's symbol BNET. It's a real small stock. It trades real small volume. So, folks, this is not a recommendation to buy the stock. I will share. I've researched the story thoroughly. I am a shareholder. It doesn't mean I'm recommending the stock. You need to do your own homework. But without any further ado, Craig, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jordan. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, we do have kind of an outside the box story. It's, you know, we enjoy every opportunity we can to get that story out. And really what's happened here is, you know, a really significant milestone for us last week. Wisconsin passed what it calls the Clean Waters Healthy Economy Act. And to make a long story short, it really is a clear signal that there is a transformation going on in our clean water strategies, the way we treat water in this country. And to put that in context, you know, since the 1970s, the Clean Water Act has reduced tremendous amounts of pollutants in this country, from manufacturing, from power plants, from municipal wastewater treatment plants. But the problem is it has ignored what is now 70 to 80% of the problem out there, and that's agriculture and specifically livestock production. And as a result of that, we have, you know, dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico, dead zones in the Great Lakes, the Chesapeake Bay. We've got all kinds of new rules and new limits being instituted for nutrients, nitrogen, and phosphorus. It's a real problem that really needs to be addressed today. And this legislation out of Wisconsin is a clear signal that that's what's happening here.
Right, well, let's make sure we define what this really is. And let me just share with the listeners. I've met you, Craig. It's got to be. I know when it was. It's about 12 years ago. I saw mm-hmm. you present. You know, what your company does. And as a city boy, I had no idea of this problem. But the fact is there's been laws and legislature on the books that have not been enforced because they're hard to enforce. But you've been at your company for years and years helping them to raise money and visibility. I'd like you to share, if you will. I know there's a pretty high-level former government administration, you know, on your staff. And helping to push this because we all like to eat food, but, you know, we have to have life more sustainable. If we're to feed all these people, if we're to live for the future, it's a matter of doing it in a sustainable way. And why don't you share exactly what your company does, maybe what the legislation that just happened, and what this means for Bion in the next few years?
Right, right. Well, what we do is we provide on-site treatment of this livestock waste, just like we clean up our own waste at a municipal wastewater treatment plant. I mean, if you think about it, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year cleaning up our own waste, and we ignore a problem that's essentially 35 times greater, and it's invariably upstream. And what Bion can do is come in and provide that same level of quantifiable, verifiable treatment on-site at the livestock facility, and it's cost-effective treatment. You referred to one of the guys, you know, to our management team. Our executive vice chairman is Ed Schaefer, who is the former U.S. Secretary of Agriculture under George Bush, was a former two-term governor of North Dakota, very active in a lot of agricultural and other issues today. But, you know, this is a transformation that really has to occur. You can't continue to pump these billions and billions of dollars into these downstream pollution sources when you can solve the problem for 10 to 20 cents on the dollar upstream at the biggest source of the pollutant. And that's what Bion brings to the table, is cost-effective treatment that is at 70 to 90% less than what it would cost to remove these pollutants downstream. There really is no other choice but to get to these upstream sources, and that's what this Wisconsin legislation does. It provides very large-scale funding. We think it's going to be in excess of $1 billion in funding to get to these agricultural sources, and it allows these guys that are under the Clean Water Act that are regulated under the Clean Water Act to contract with these farmers and get these reductions at a much, much lower cost. And Bion's sitting in the middle with a technology that today, at least, is the only technology that offers that comprehensive treatment and is accepted and proven by the regulatory agencies. So we're in a very good position here.
No, I think it's a great position. And, you know, I even shared with you that I passed over some articles and some notes over to my son, who's studying this in college right now. He says, "Dad, this is what we talk about literally every day. It's an issue that's in front of everybody." And Greg, just kind of share, because it kind of blows me away, when you talk about the livestock and the population on these mega farms.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, there's 9 million dairy cows in this country. There's about 70 to 80 million beef cattle and calves, about 60 to 70 million swine, and 2.4 billion chickens and turkeys. Those animals produce, you know, depends on who you believe, but anywhere from 35 to 100 times the waste of the human population of the United States. And again, we've been ignoring that tremendous source of pollution. And some of these farms, I mean, you've got farms with, you know, 25 and 30,000 dairy cows on them that produce the same amount of pollution as a city of 500,000 to a million people, and there's no waste treatment. And that's what has to change. That paradigm has to change. You can no longer ignore the largest source of pollution under the Clean Water and Clean Air Act. And again, these states and the federal government have recognized the futility of that. And that's why you're starting to see these states make this change. Wisconsin is just the first, but it's a very, very clear – it's like the starter pistol going off at the track meet.
Right. And so, look, here's what I've always thought about business, Greg, is that it's one thing to come up with a cool product and hope that everyone wants to buy it. It's another approach to actually solve people's problems, and that's really the key. So here's what I'd love you to do. Your company is a real small volume company. Mm-hmm. I love to be able to share the story. This is the exposure that your company needs, but people need to read about it. I know your website, and you are rich with articles and information both about the problem and Bion solution. So why don't you share all your information and maybe contact information?
Sure.
Because this is the kind of thing where it's not a trading stock. It's not a get rich quick. It's a matter of understanding what you're investing in and then having the patience. I think, Craig, the only way to have the patience is to really understand the story itself.
I agree wholeheartedly, Jordan.
So share your information. You're a public company. They can get all the information they want, but your company's done exhaustive work in terms of identifying the problem and articles. So why don't you share all that information right now?
Sure. Our website is BionTech, BionTech.com. It is very comprehensive, as you said. We've got a lot of data up there, a lot of articles. If you go to the research page, it is set up for due diligence. We want you to understand the story. We believe that several billion dollars in funding are coming in here. Again, Wisconsin is just the first one, but there's a whole bunch of states right behind it. You know, this livestock waste issue is the biggest problem, biggest water quality problem in 40 states in this country. And there's really no way to ignore it anymore. But we enjoy the due diligence process. I'm always available to help you understand what's going on here. It is about understanding the big picture. It's not a, like you said, it's not a trading stock. This is understanding that there's a new investment space that's being formed out there. You take a position, you sit back and let it develop. And, you know, the final step is the funding. And Wisconsin was just first, and we think that there's at least a dozen states right behind it.
Right. Well, let me share something that I think is kind of cool, and I always talk in terms of this show about what Magnet really represents. You know, the M, Craig, in Magnet stands for management. And sometimes you come across companies that just lavishly overcompensate their management team. They blow people's money like it's nobody else's. And, you know, what you have is you've been with your firm for many, many years helping them to raise money. I know you guys, don't live high, you know, on your salaries for years. But you know what, Craig? I think with the time, the discipline, the diligence that you guys have all shown, I think you guys are going to turn into a fantastic financial success story. If everything goes according, we should start to see a ramp up in revenue. That actually is going to attract other investors. And, Craig, I just want to congratulate you for your stick-to-itiveness, the company's stick-to-itiveness. And, again, we all want to eat right. We all want to live right. It's possible Bion's going to be one of those companies really helping to make it happen.
Well, I appreciate that, Jordan. Yeah, we love to get the opportunity to tell this story. It's, you know, it's not on the front page of the newspaper, but if you check page 2 and page 3, this is in 40 states in the country. It's just
right.
People
have
to
So one more
out.
Time. I don't know. I've been thinking and listening. I don't even remember you giving out your phone number and website.
The website is www.biontech.com. My phone number is area code 303-843-6191. That's a direct line, and I'm available.
Okay, folks, that's a direct hit onto Craig's phone, and you're not going to find anybody more knowledgeable about this problem or solution. And I recommend you again. I am a shareholder. That's only because I've done my homework. I've known Craig. I really have a lot of respect for him and the company itself. This is one of these things, Craig, that's one of those overnight successes after 15 years of working hard.
Yeah, 20 years. Time flies, Jordan.
Well, keep up the hard work, and congratulations on this legislation.
Thanks.
I hope it's just a starting gun, like you said. Thanks so much for joining us. And as things develop, Craig, you have to remind me to bring you on and catch everybody up again.
That's great, Jordan. I appreciate the invitation and hope to take you up on it shortly.
We'll do that. Okay, well, listen, folks. Do your homework on every investment, but on the smaller stocks, you got to just really be a little bit patient. If the story fits and you have the patience, do your homework, see what Bion's all about. We'll take a quick break here right now, and after that, I'm going to bring on another friend, and Jim Sears over at Galactin Therapeutics has already seen kind of the boat start to come in last year for him, but it might only be the start again. It's about solving problems and doing it in a patented and proprietary way. We're going to bring Jim on with Galactin right after this quick break. Another thanks to Craig and Bion. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Weather- whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790.
That's Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice,
Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
The way we do banking today continues to evolve. No longer is it just brick-and-mortar locations or traditional banker's hours. Today, banking is 24/7. It's in the home. It's on the go. It's digital. Tune in to Breaking Banks with Brett King for a look at how traditional banking as we know it has changed due to a loss of trust, changing economic conditions and consumer behavior, government involvement, and, of course, technology. What does it all mean? Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And this is an absolute pleasure. It's good to bring on friends and friends that are really hitting it out of the ballpark too right now. And Jim Sears over at Galactin Therapeutics, the symbol is GLAT. It trades on NASDAQ. It trades lots and lots of volume. I'll still recommend everyone must do their own homework before investing. I will share that not only do I have a nice friendship with Jim, but I also have a bunch of profits already built up in Galactin. I am a shareholder. I'm going to encourage everyone to do their own work. No further ado, Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jordan, for having me. I just wanted to mention the symbol is G-A-L-T, like John Galt and Ayn Rand's novel. I think we transposed the letter there. But anyway,
did my dyslexia show just now?
It may have.
Okay, I apologize because I am a shareholder. It's right in front of my screen. The stock last trade is 1201. Again, there's plenty of volume in Galactin. So, Jim, let me start by doing this. The M in Magnet, as you know, it stands for management. And, you know, this is a different world. This is biotech. This is a company that has attracted great, great management and some people around it. I'd love you to share, before we get into the fact there's already been some FDA approval and a huge jump in the stock year over year, let's talk first about the management team and who's around the company.
Well, yeah, we're very excited and pleased to have the people we have on our team. You know, when we took over the company 5 years ago, one of the things we started doing was, you know, trying to assess, you know, what we needed to have in the way of management talent. And so we're very proud of the fact that our CEO, Dr. Peter Traber, in a previous life, was in charge of global drug development for a company called GlaxoSmithKline, which I'm sure listeners are familiar with. You know, Peter's been the CEO and president of Baylor College of Medicine. He's also a world-renowned researcher in liver disease himself. So, you know, the fact that he would take a, you know, seven-digit pay cut to be our CEO, we think is a very big testament to just how good this technology is. And it looks like his estimates are turning out to be true, because in the last month here, we've had clinical data on human beings, and it's all six patients that received the active drug in our first, you know, phase one cohort they all saw indications that advanced fibrosis was receding.
And help me out a little bit, if you will, because I am not a doctor. I'm a shareholder. But I know there was some FDA approval already. What level are you at? I mean, share with me the two things. What your company is looking to solve, what it actually treats, and what level of approval you're at.
Okay, well, the word approval, let's be careful not to mislead anybody.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
The FDA has granted us fast-track approval, which is different than approval of the drug. It just means that they're it's very exciting, and it's good to have, but it means that they're going to help us every way we can to shorten the length of time to approval. If we need to talk to them, we don't have to stand in line and, you know, wait 90 days to get an appointment. They'll schedule an appointment, you know, within a week or two, so we can sit down and get our questions answered and save that 90-day period of time. It's very valuable, and it's because this drug that we're working on treats a disease called NASH, which is fatty liver disease with advanced inflammation, chronic inflammation, and in some cases with fibrosis, and in other cases severe fibrosis. Fibrosis of the liver in its advanced stage is known as cirrhosis, and I'm sure you've heard about it from, you know, people who've drank more than they should have and they've damaged their liver. But the reality is that we have an epidemic in this country caused by obesity, which is fatty liver disease. And there's a good 15 million people in the country right now that have this disease called NASH. A third of them will end up with fibrotic liver problems and end up with cirrhosis. There's no treatment for cirrhosis of the liver at the moment. If you get this, you're going to have to get a transplant. And transplants there are only about 6,300 transplants done a year in the United States. And, you know, right now they estimate there's 900,000 people who have cirrhosis caused by NASH. So it's a very, very big problem. It has potential to be, you know, as large a drug as there has ever been in the history of medicine, when approved. And right now the first six patients who tested it with it have shown signs of their fibrosis regressing, which we believe is the first time anybody's done that in human beings as far as liver disease is concerned.
Wow. And so let me actually share, you know, I appreciate the correction before, because it helps me understand the stock itself. Again, not being a doctor, but really kind of, being a technician and a stock market expert. I remember when the word approval hit the stock, and let me kind of just make sure that the listeners understand this. A year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago when we met, this stock was trading at around $4 a share. It really was literally trading by appointment. And then April 2013, there's an explosion in volume. First time it traded almost a million. The next one was 1.5 million shares at $8 a share. Then another $13.5 a share. The stock has already been at 19. And I know that you are a very significant shareholder. I also notice across most of 2013, there was nothing but further insider buying taking place. And I know, let me just share again, while I'm not recommending the stock to anybody, I did speak to Jim earlier. I'm a believer in a combination between fundamentals and technicals. The stock was flashing a big technical signal. I said, Jim, come on the show and remind us what Galactin does. Again, it's G-A-L-T. Let me ask you this, Jim. Obviously, I saw a research report hit the company. It's getting more and more volume, more and more institutional, holdings taking place. What are the kind of signals we want to be watching from the company, in addition, obviously, to price and volume? What signals can we hear, and what should we be looking to see?
Well, Jordan, in addition to what you're saying, and we continue to be on the road visiting with institutions, sharing the story and the magnitude and size of it, as well as the probability of success. But we also have non-disclosure agreements in place now with 14 major drug companies, all names that you would recognize. who are following the story very closely. And I don't think that any of them expected that we were going to see results indicating regression of fibrosis with the very small initial doses that we gave people in the first group of patients. So, you know, the way our trial is set up, it's very unique. We're not using healthy volunteers. We're using people with very advanced late stage disease. And so we're doing our safety testing and our dose escalation at the same time, but we're able to get an indication of whether or not it's working. So this next group of patients will be finishing up in July, and we'll be making an announcement about it. And we're hopeful that by doubling the dose compared to the first group of patients, we're going to see an increase in the rate of regression of the fibrosis as measured by the biomarkers that we used in the first group of patients. Additionally, we're adding a second diagnostic tool that the FDA has approved in the last year or so called FibroScan. And this is, in simple layman's terms, it's like an ultrasound, and it works like sonar, a soft, pliable liver. The sound waves bounce off slower, take more time to get back to the machine than a very hard, rigid a liver that's full of fibrosis. And they've been able to determine just how much fibrosis somebody has in their liver using this technique. And now that it's an FDA-approved diagnostic, we're going to add it to our clinical trial. So in addition to getting these reliable and developed biomarker tests, we're going to also be substantiating those by using this additional test called FibroScan. So I don't know what that's going to do to the appetite or interest of drug companies. I just know that when you have a market that could produce a drug that does $10 billion in sales, and when the largest drug in U.S. dollar sales last year was $6.5 billion, that those are the things that drug companies get excited about because they're big enough pieces of business to make a difference to their already large amount of business. So we do have 14 drug companies engaged underneath non-disclosure, and I suspect that, as we produce more results, we're going to have a greater degree of interest in one of those companies wanting to either finance the future operation and be a partner of some sort, purchase right. some distribution arrangements, or maybe even buy the company.
Right. Now that's going to be clear. And so let me just point out a couple things I'm seeing. I have one of my programs open here, Jim. What it says is that fund ownership has just steadily increased basically every quarter over the last couple of years. The insiders still hold about 40% of the stock. There's been remarkably low amount of insiders selling, on the way up right now. Those numbers about right to you?
They sound about right to me, yeah.
Okay. And so, Jim, let me just share again. I remember you telling me, and I've seen this with some other companies, that some of their products that were approved for one drug ended up even solving another drug. So I know why you're really focused on the liver and this one issue, the potentially other cures and other diseases that your drug may handle as well. Am I right?
No, it's a very, very significant potential. Jordan, we have this mechanism that we address in reversing fibrosis is shared by other organs. So we have already done animal studies on pulmonary lung fibrosis as well as kidney fibrosis, which are two diseases that end badly for patients in relatively short periods of time after they've been diagnosed. We've been able to show substantial regression in fibrosis in those experiments. So this represents, a drug that could end up treating, fibrotic heart disease, fibrotic kidney disease, fibrotic lung disease, in addition to fibrotic liver disease. But fibrotic liver disease by itself is $5 to $15 billion market. So it's plenty big all by itself.
Right. Well, you're in an important place. So let's do this. We're going to get ready to wrap up this segment. So I want to remind everybody a couple of things. Number one, I will never recommend the stock to anybody for anything unless I'm managing their money directly. GALT is public. You get all the information you want. Jim, what I'd like you to do is why don't you kind of share either a website, anything else you want to share, and maybe even a place where if they look hard enough, they could find Jim in a Michigan uniform as an all-conference lineman back in the day. It's a pretty cool picture. Jim, share the contact information where they could find more about Galactin and do their homework and see if it's a kind of investment that fits in their portfolio.
Okay, well, the website is Galactin, is spelled G-A-L-E-C-T-I-N, therapeutics.com. And there are presentations on there as well as summaries by Dr. Traber of the recent findings in the first group of patients that had this incredibly early news that we were reversing fibrosis. And, you know, if somebody's really inquisitive, you know, there's a phone number on the website. They can call the company and we'll try to make sure they get their questions answered.
Good. Well, people need to do their homework. And again, I know we're not going to even mention the name. There's another company in the group that had one of the single most explosive moves I'd ever seen in the stock market. We know that biotech can be high risk. It can be high return. If they have the goods and they have the right people and the right relationships, it could turn into something very exciting. I am a shareholder. I will remind everybody, do your own homework before you ever invest, and all the information's there. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on again. I think it's one of the great stories. I think you make it a little bit extra simple, which is what we need when we're trying to understand these kinds of companies. And thanks so much for your time today.
Jordan, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All righty, and folks, we will take a quick break. That's Jim Series over at Galactin Therapeutics. It's G-A-L-T. Trades just around $12 a share right now. It's been on a wonderful, wonderful accumulation pattern. I love to see what happens if the news gets even better. Folks, let's stick with us. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing following this quick break.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And let me just share those two guests we had on. I rarely will bring on companies I'm shareholders of. Again, I want everyone to do their own homework before ever investing. I think they're both really interesting and really great stories. And, you know, I started today's show by reading that quote by Peter Lynch about it's the stomach, really, that often leads to the returns of an investor. And partly the reason I thought about that is because last month was just a brutal month for biotech and for technology shares in particular. And these are two groups which obviously have a tremendous future ahead of them, have been trading with lots and lots of momentum. And again, I'm not talking now about the social networking. I don't want to mention any names. I just actually covered a bunch of shorts for some companies that literally trade at 2 and 300 price earnings ratio, crazy price to sales numbers, simply because there's a lot of enthusiasm for technology. And so you can't say technology or biotechnology in one brush. I will tell you that in my own portfolio, in the fund I'm managing, I added two names just yesterday in this space, and I think that biotechnology is probably not part of the future, but one of the great parts of the future, and simply the idea of using, say, chemotherapy and almost killing the body to try to kill a tumor and hope the body lives and the tumor dies. Well, we're going to look back on those days as somewhat primitive, and the more attention, the more ability to target and understand other solutions and cures for health is obviously the future. That doesn't mean, though, these companies go straight up. I mentioned earlier a theme about the Internet of Everything. And what that basically means, your phones, your house is going to get smarter. Instead of coming into a cold and dark house, we can adjust these things with our cell phones right now. They could be more automatic, the refrigerator, all these smart devices. All of this is only obviously a feature and a function of technology. So when these companies start to just ramp up revenue and ramp up margins and start to move, when they pull back a little bit, that doesn't mean you have to sell them and try to back into them again. Sometimes you actually have to just hold through a pullback. Pullbacks hurt like crazy. And then the question is, did I hold too long? Is this ever going to go back up again? Why didn't I just sell? I should have bought it back again. Well, folks, yes and no. And depending on who you are, and depending on how active you can trade, and if you go to my original book, Magnet Investing, I show lots of examples of stocks through that decade back then where if you could have traded them, there was great parts to get in and out. Almost nobody has been able to trade the great winners, though. It was Jesse Livermore, whose books I've always recommended on this show, who said, the biggest money is in being right and sitting tight. And it is really difficult to do because the market itself will throw out hairpin turns all the time. And like I always like to say, if you want to get, by the way, a copy of a diagram, I call it the train of equities. And nobody, folks, almost nobody gets thrown out of the train when it's going 200 miles an hour and in a 45-degree up line. People only get thrown out on these U-turns that come. Sometimes they're unexpected. Sometimes you could actually see them or feel them coming. But it's those hairpin turns. One of them was in 08, and it was dramatic, and there's still the majority of individual investors, even many, unfortunately, who listen to our show, are sitting in cash and talking about the Fed that is creating an artificial economy. Nobody's working. And everyone's unemployed, but folks, if you see the numbers, if you see the number of plants opening up, the amount of manufacturing being done, not only by American companies, but foreign companies coming into our country and actually right now ramping up to second and third shifts, and we can go through all the reasons and the whys, but I'm looking on my screen right now, and I'm holding what I think is a couple of excellent shorts, a couple of companies that some of you have never heard of that I think in my heart are going to become names that everybody's going to know. Some of them are names you already know. But rather than show you my best ideas of the day and you not know when I'm selling them, let me just remind you, Magnet Investing, the Magnet Method of Investing, Jay Kimmel at kcdfinancial.com. Just shoot me a note and ask me whatever you want to ask me. Even more importantly, maybe you want to get your portfolio scored on the Magnet model. See what ranks up the highest in the sectors you're interested in, because what I could tell you is yesterday's new high on the market will not be the last. It doesn't mean we're going straight up here right now. The market itself should continue, like I said in a recent press release, we're on a roller coaster right now, and this is not the easiest market to trade. It's not the easiest market to invest in, but history will show you there's no better way to accumulate wealth in this country other than ownership. It's not done by loaning money and loaning money at the bank at sub 1% or sub 2%. It's made by owning things. It could be real estate. It could be commodities. It could be the best individual companies in the market. And by the way, if you haven't been reading the Investors Daily, you know, their 30-year celebration, they're highlighting companies that have had the most remarkable gains in the last 25 and 30 years. And I know my kids were looking at it saying that this is not even possible that a company could have gone up that much in that period of time. Folks, it's going to happen again. The names will be different. They always are. The sectors will be different. I think, obviously, biotechnology and technology will be in the leaders, but you have to be in the right companies, and you have to be in them at the right time. So, folks, it's always a pleasure on Voice America. I know that I've missed a couple days. We have several fantastic guests lined up for the next few weeks. If there's anything you need, anything you want to discuss, Jay Kimmel at kcdfinancial.com. Let us help you. Let me help you navigate this market. And let me just say thanks again to Brad on engineering. Voice America will be ramping up the .tv side some more. Folks, spring has finally sprung. By the way, May 1st, is one of my absolute favorite days of the year. And if you lived in the Northeast all winter, you kind of know why. So let's have a great spring. I think the rest of the year is going to remain volatile. I think we end higher, but you have to be in the right names to really get the most out of it. So thanks for listening. We'll see you right here next week on Magnet Investing. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you then.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.